My name is John Erling. Today's date is February 14th, 2013. We're recording this interview today in our recording studios here at voicesofoklahoma.com. So, Jerry, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age?
My full name is Gerald Edward Gustafson. I go by Jerry, my nickname, and I'm now 78 years old. I was born on January 20th, 1935 in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Are you named after someone in your family?
I was named after an uncle. My father's brother.
Your mother's name, maiden name, where she came from?
Randa Othelia Olson. She was born in the United States of Norwegian immigrant parents outside of Yankton, South Dakota, on a farm.
Her parents came from Norway.
That's right.
You know about when they came?
They came in the late 1880s.
That's my heritage as well, Norwegian. And mine came in 1894.
Yeah.
She grew up then in Minnesota?
She grew up in Vallon, South Dakota, on a farm outside of Vallon, South Dakota. A little town of about 200 people and hadn't changed in 100 years.
What was she like? Describe her personality.
She was the ninth of 11 children. Those people were all very bright. They were very ambitious. She went through the eighth grade. Then she and her sister, her one-year younger sister, went to work in a building that was the post office and the first telephone switchboard. They worked there for a couple of years, and they could speak Scandinavian languages. And along came a headhunter, if you will, who said they needed somebody to come to Chicago and work for the Pure Oil Company that could talk to Scandinavian people. And I didn't think they were pumping Norwegian oil in those days at all. But anyhow, no high school graduation, no college, nothing like that. They went to Chicago and they lived there, and that's where they met my dad.
Your father's name?
Arthur Clifford Gustafson. He was born in Chicago of Swedish parents. They came from the south of Sweden. About the same time, in the 1880s.
What was he like and what did he do for a living?
Well, he actually went through the 12th grade. His parents both died when he was like 8 years old. He was raised by Uncle Jerry, that was named after. He delivered medications for drugstores and carried ice and one thing and another. And he started to teach himself. He bought the Harvard bookshelf, 4-foot bookshelf of books. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, but it's a collection of books that's 4 feet tall. And the theory was that if you read every one of those books, you'd be a genteel man. He also bought self-education books on engineering. Next thing, he went to Toledo, Ohio to work for a gauge company that made release valves for railroad engines and gauges for pressure and stuff. And then the Pure Oil Company hired him to come work with their refineries and their gauges and stuff. And that's where he met my mother, in the Pure Oil Company.
Somehow they got to St. Paul, Minnesota, because...
Well, at that point, my dad was hired by the Garlock Packing Company. We would call them washers, I guess, but they're pieces of metal or asbestos. That's a bad word today. But they would put them between pipes to keep them from leaking, and especially in the oil business and stuff. You have to realize that in those days, in the mid-20s, there was not a lot of oil being pumped safely, and so this happened. And he worked for Garlock. Then he was transferred to Houston, Texas in 1935 when I was 3 weeks old. So they put Mom and Dad and me, and the car went in the freight car, and they went all down to Houston when Houston was a town of about 300,000 people.
Let's follow your life then. How long did you live in Houston?
Lived there till I was an 11th grader. My dad had a promotion to St. Louis, and we moved up there. And believe it or not, in June of 1951, we moved, and in June of 1951, I met my wife. She was 16, and I was 17.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one brother, 2 years younger.